From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. 24 cars with rooftop menorahs are set to parade through Salt Lake City tomorrow. It's the 5th annual parade for the last night of Hanukkah. And as KUER's Macy Lipkin reports, last weekend's anti-Semitic attack in Australia is giving this go-round extra meaning.
There's a video from last December of the rabbi who was killed at Bondi Beach. He's setting up a menorah on top of his car and dancing. He called it the best way to fight anti-Semitism. Chabad of Utah Rabbi Avremi Zippel saw the video after the shooting. He recognized the menorah as the same one he uses in the Salt Lake parade.
And realizing that he perished doing exactly that, doing exactly what he loved, was an incredibly powerful, very intense, very emotional moment.
Zippel wishes there were no need for police presence at any Hanukkah events. But despite some fear, he says turnout this year has been unprecedented. Celebrating publicly is a big part of Hanukkah. Menorahs typically go on windowsills for everyone outside to see. So for Zippel, the best part of the annual parade is surprising people who didn't expect it and making Jewish kids happy to see their traditions on display. Macy Lipkin, KUER News.
The list of candidates for Utah's redrawn 1st Congressional District just keeps getting longer. KUER's Sean Higgins has more on the latest candidate and how the field is stacking up.
On Monday, Salt Lake City Councilor Ava Lopez-Chavez announced her run for Congress. To stand out in a crowded field of left-leaning candidates, she says she'll be highlighting her life experience as the daughter of Mexican immigrants. She's also looking at policy.
I'm not looking to be elected to just have a platform to be able to speak on issues. I want to actually contribute to federal policy and making sure that I stand in the way of harmful policy.
She might not be the last candidate to get in the race either. State lawmakers recently loosened the requirements to run for Congress while it continues to fight against Utah's new map. Those include giving candidates longer to file and lowering signature gathering requirements. Utah State University political science professor Damon Kahn says while lowering the barrier of entry to run sounds nice on the surface,
it does remind us that the composition of the field of candidates has a lot to do with who wins an election in the end.
Kahn says the more candidates jump in, the more things like name recognition and popularity matter. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
A rock covered in petroglyphs has been outside a Tree Mountain church for 80 years. Now it's back in the northern Utah mountains where it came from. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints doesn't know why it was brought to the church. The petroglyphs on the 2,500-pound rock are more than 1,000 years old. They were created by the ancestors of the northwestern band of the Shoshone Nation. Brad Perry is the tribe's vice chair. He was on site when the rock was returned.
Super emotional, seeing it get set almost instantly in a perfect setting, and so grateful for everyone that's been involved.
Perry says it'll help rebuild their history. The church and tribe worked together on a plan to preserve the rock and get it moved. Officials aren't sharing its exact location, but it's near the Utah-Idaho border, and it's a place the tribe considers spiritual. Utah's buses are getting some big money for upgrades. The Utah Transit Authority secured over $41 million in federal funds. The money comes from two different grants. One will allow UTA to purchase 25 new clean diesel buses. The other will buy 24 new low-emission compressed natural gas buses. UTA says having buses that use different types of fuel means they're less vulnerable to changes in price. All of the new buses will be replacing older models that have reached the end of their useful life. You're listening to KUER News.